2-1-2 break. Lead pass, settle Brady, moving in, shoot, score!
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Sharks tickets at Ticketmaster.
Will Smith in front, he scores!
As the official ticket marketplace of the Sharks in the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game so you can catch all the action live.
Along the drive, great save by Askarov!
If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/NHL.
Eklund with a shot. He scores! William Eklund caps an astounding comeback. The Sharks win it!
You're listening to Morning Tide on the Sharks Audio Network. Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
Here's Toffoli. Nice bank pass off the left boards. There's Eklund putting it to the middle. Sharks changing as Celebrini jumps onto the ice. Cross the line, drop pass. Smith, shoot, star! Will Smith on a drop pass from Eklund Celebrini. And what a rocket off the stick gets by Spencer Knight. At 3:48 of the first period, it's Sharks 1 and Blackhawks nothing.
I think it's been our kind of identity all year. I think, you can go back and look at the games. I mean, the amount of games that we've been tied or up in the third that we know we haven't got the job done. So it's nice to get one done tonight, and it's good to get a win for the boys.
All right, what is happening? Youth shines again for the San Jose Sharks as a team. They have now scored 7 straight goals from rookies. That is a San Jose Sharks record. And they are the first team since the Arizona Coyotes of 2015-2016 to have 7 straight goals by rookies. And this just shows you the way that more and more we are seeing the production come from these young players. Colin Graf had a 2-goal game last night, the first of his NHL career. If we look at his last 5 games, he has 5 points. And he's had points in 4 out of those 5 games. The only game he did not have a point was the game against the Islanders. But if we look at the game against Buffalo, he has an assist. Against Colorado, he has an assist. Against Nashville, he has a goal. And against Chicago, he has a 2-goal game. Then we look at Will Smith last night, who has a goal and an assist and just continues to be on fire. He has 12 points in his last 10 games, and that is since the return from the Four Nations break. And he has 4 multi-point games. Macklin Celebrini, since the return from the Four Nations break, has 9 points in that time frame. You also look at some of the other contributors from last night's affair. Colin Graf's 2nd goal was also assisted by rookie Shakir Mukhmadulin. And again, it is just the contribution, play after play after play. The first goal is assisted by Macklin Celebrini as well as William Eklund. So Will Smith from Celebrini and Eklund, that is the future of the San Jose Sharks. Then we look at the next goal by Colin Graf, assisted by Alex Wenberg and Mario Ferraro. I don't know the long term of both Mario Ferraro and Alex Wenberg, but they are both expected to be on the roster next year, and they're asking quite a pretty penny for Mario Ferraro at the deadline from what it sounds like. So the San Jose Sharks, getting 2 goals in the first period, took control of the game. And my favorite part about this game was not the fact that Colin Graf was having his first 2-goal game, was not the fact that the rookies just kept on contributing. It was the fact that every time that Chicago fought to get themselves back into the game, the Sharks did not panic. So you get early into the second period, just 10 seconds in, you get a goal from Chicago. And San Jose, in many other games this year, once they give up that little bit of momentum, once they concede, they would kind of start to falter. But in this game, they didn't. Instead, they gave up that goal, and then you have at the halfway mark of the second period, Colin Graf scoring his 2nd goal of the night, again, assisted by Will Smith and Shakir Mukhmadulin. So Graf, Smith, Mukhmadulin, the future of the San Jose Sharks, all 3 of those guys make it a 3-1 game. Then a few minutes later after that, you get Chicago with another goal to make it 3-2. But still, San Jose does not fold. They do not concede from that point on. They continue to play a very solid hockey game. And this goes on until the third period when Tyler Toffoli, with just over 30 seconds left, hits the empty netter to make it a 4-2 game. The Sharks took control of this game early on and did not concede. They did not falter. They did not slow down. They took control and they kept on controlling the game until the very end. At moments did, yes, it get into a tight game where Chicago was fighting their way into it. Of course. But the Sharks kept on finding the answers. They kept on finding their way to control that lead and make themselves a better team throughout the game. And yes, Chicago is the only team in the NHL that's in the same vicinity as where the Sharks are, but still, The San Jose Sharks were the better team. They frustrated Connor Bedard. They frustrated the Chicago Blackhawks overall. And while this year is not a lost cause, but it's not going to be a successful season in the sense of wins and losses for the San Jose Sharks, the more and more that we see of these young players contributing, the more and more of these future pieces that are having success, this gives us an idea of what the San Jose Sharks are, you know, attempting to turn into. We know it's not going to happen overnight. That's something that I keep on talking about. It's going to take time. It's going to take probably longer than we all want to acknowledge to when this team is back into it. But to watch the Sharks look that cohesive last night, especially as a team that has traded away so many pieces, a team that has been so different in its roster construction compared to what it was at the start of the season. I mean, last night, if we just look at the number of new players that were out there for the San Jose Sharks, you had Noah Gregor out there for San Jose. You had Colin Graff. He wasn't there at the start of the year. You had Shakir Mukhmadulla not there at the start of the year. You had Desharnais not there at the start of the year. Tim Liljegren not there at the start of the year. You had Jimmy Schultz not there at the start of the year. Patrick Giles, Nikolai Kovalenko, Georgiev. I mean, a large amount of the roster was not part of this team at the start of the year or was not on the San Jose Sharks at the start of the year. And they're going out there and fighting, not just for the brand and the label, but they're fighting for each other. That doesn't happen by accident. I continue to look at the way that head coach Ryan Warsawski has fostered an identity that makes the San Jose Sharks want to play hard, even though they have not had success as of this year. They had their 18th win last year. They are within one of their total of last year. So the San Jose Sharks are looking for relative improvement. Even with the win, they are still 4 points back of Chicago overall. But for San Jose, you know, this is where they need to be trending in terms of how they finish off this season. We know the wins are going to be hard to come by, but they keep on playing hard, and that's what I am ultimately looking for. You know, you look at recent performances. They beat Toronto in a shootout. They beat Buffalo handily 6-2. Then we go to that 7-3 loss to Carolina when there was a lot in motion. Trades were happening. Okay, that's how it goes down. Then you have your first trade on the other side of the deadline. They lose 4-2 to the Islanders in still what was a very, very hard-fought game. And then they have the 3-2 loss to Nashville in which they fought their way back into it. And then they have the win last night. Again, these are all except for that one game against Colorado, which is a very, very good team and which was in the midst of trades going down. These are all competitive games. And the entirety of that road trip they were just on the East Coast, they played very competitive hockey. And again, I look at what's coming up. Washington, that's a tough team, but I expect the Sharks to play them close. And then again, looking forward next week, Carolina, and then Boston. And then the week after that, you've got Toronto and the Rangers. You know, these are going to be the teams they're going at in the five remaining games on this homestand in Washington, Carolina, Boston, Toronto, and New York. None of those are going to be easy, but I expect the Sharks to be in all of them. I don't know if they're going to win all of them. Of course, that's the other side of this, but I expect them to be in all of them. And then you look at the final game of the month against LA, and yeah, that's going to be on the road again, but I expect the Sharks to play LA tough. And that's just this month of March. And I know that there's still a lot of hockey left for this season, and not every game is going to be a one-goal game. But again, I just look to the fight overall. Are the Sharks continuing to give themselves an opportunity? Yes. Are the Sharks continuing to fight for one another? Yes. Are the Sharks continuing to show growth and development from their young players week to week, month to month? Yes. It's not going to happen game to game, although it does feel like that's what's happening. When we start off with that goal from Will Smith last night, we saw him all throughout the game just looking like he was skating aggressively, looking like he was trying to make things happen. That's the main difference, and obviously there's a lot more to it, but Will Smith, just in his composure and his aggressiveness on the ice and how he moves without the puck, that was the number one criticism of him for early in the season is what's he doing when he doesn't have the puck on the stick? And he was not as active. He was never bad in any way, shape, or form, but he was not nearly as active. Now, when he's going out there, he's hunting. He's going for it. He's trying to make something happen play after play after play, and you can see it. Every shift out there on the ice, he's playing with more conviction. He has a more clear idea of what he's trying to do and how he can make plays happen. He's reading defenses better. He's reading offenses better as a defender. He's able to step into lanes more. He's able to contest pucks and passes that much better, which is exactly what you wanted to see. And his vision is improving. I mean, that snipe that he had to start off the game was an absolute monster of a goal and just immediately was like, oh, what a shot. I mean, I see a lot of goals up close, folks. I'm in the building for a number of the Sharks games every year. When I'm not at NBC, I'm in the Sharks building for the home games. That was a standout goal of all the goals that I have seen this year. That was the kind of goal that makes you kind of stand up and go, oh, look at that. And it gave the Sharks an early 1-0 lead in which they built momentum and really punctuated the explosive start that they had to that game.
Here's Toffoli, nice bank pass off the left boards. There's Eklund putting it to the middle. Sharks changing as Celebrini jumps onto the ice, cross the line, drop pass, Smith, shoot, score! Will Smith on a drop pass from Eklund Celebrini, and what a rocket off the stick gets by Spencer Knight. At 3:48 of the first period, it's Sharks 1 and Blackhawks nothing.
And from my point of view, that was something like a game changer because the Sharks came out buzzing, came out aggressive, and they were immediately validated in that approach by getting that goal from Will Smith, assisted by Macklin Celebrini and William Eklund. Those three guys working together made something happen. It punctuated that start to the game, and the Sharks immediately took control. And again, an absolute snipe from Will Smith. Just one of those goals that everybody reacts to and kind of shakes their head about. I even asked Colin Graf about it later, and he was like, yeah, that was a goal. So you'll hear that a little bit later in the episode because I was able to speak with Colin Graf as well as Alex Wenberg and Noah Gregor after the game. But yeah, the Sharks suddenly up 1-0 in this game at the 3:48 mark, and they kept on going. They did not let their foot off the gas. That was my favorite part about this. Colin Graf then comes through, gets his third goal of the season, making it a 2-0 game, assisted by Alex Wenberg and Mario Ferraro.
Ferraro on the point, gives it back near side. Wenberg, play in the Chicago zone. Wenberg turning away from Nazar's check. Back into the slot, score! Colin Graf, a beautiful one-timer off a pass from Wenberg, and it's 2-0 San Jose.
And at that point, it seemed like this is one of those nights that has the ability to go one of two ways. It can go with an impressive Sharks win, or it can go the way of so many games this Sharks this year and end up being a close defeat. And every time that Chicago tried to fight their way back into it, San Jose had an answer. And that came even early in the second period when the fastest goal into a period was scored all year long against the San Jose Sharks. Just 10 seconds in, the Blackhawks found the back of the net to cut the deficit to 1 and make it a 2-1 game.
Off the faceoff, Nazar coming in, shooting it, score! Right off the faceoff, we said he was dangerous. Frank Nazar coming down the right wing side. It took 10 seconds, and the Blackhawks on the first shot on goal in the second period get on the board, and that gets some Chicago fans here at the Tank a little excited.
So many times this year we've seen a goal like that deflate San Jose, but it did not deflate them. Instead, it almost made them double down their efforts, and they just kept on coming, kept on looking for opportunities. They get a chance on the power play, and Colin Graf scores his first ever power play goal, his second of the night, assisted by Will Smith and Shakir Mukhmudulin, future pieces, all three connecting on a goal to give the San Jose Sharks an impressive 3-1 lead. And again, Colin Graf, his second goal of the night, his first ever two-goal game.
Now it's Celebrini moving back in to finish up the power play. Throws it back to the point. Now it's Will Smith shooting. Tip, score! Colin Graf's in front of a net, I think, is going to get credit for that. Will Smith did not get all of that shot on the one-time play, but it went off of Graf and in. So that'll be Colin Graf's second goal of the game and fourth of the year. And it comes at 10 minutes and 17 seconds. That will be a power play goal. And the Sharks take the 3-1 lead.
And Colin Graf, you can just tell by the way he's scoring these goals net front. He's getting deep into the crease. He's getting into the tight and tough and dirty spaces. That's exactly what the San Jose Sharks need. They need these guys to be able to fight down low and be able to position themselves. I have watched one Tyler Toffoli do it all year long. He uses his rear end to gain position, and he gets in there. He uses his size. He uses his strength. And Colin Graf, the way that he has added strength to his frame compared to what he was a year ago, looks like a completely different dude out there on the ice. And just watching him and the way he commands himself and gets presence and gets space, that's exactly what the Sharks need more of. You need those guys who can get low and can fight their way for position and make something happen. And that's what we're continuing to see from Colin Graf in particular as he continues to grow throughout every single game that we're watching him play. And I know it's not about the game-to-game growth for these guys, but with Colin Graf and with Will Smith right now, the way these guys continue to put up points at a consistent pace, they're turning that corner, they're turning into that next point in their career. It's really, really fun to watch. I mean, look at Will Smith at this point of the year. 12 points over the last 10 games. That's good for anyone in the NHL. Not a rookie, not a young player, even a star. That's a good run of having 12 points in 10 games. Will Smith is playing like a star in the NHL. Colin Graf, suddenly scoring points with great consistency, game after game after game, a multi-goal game. On top of games lately in which he's had assists, he's figuring it out at the NHL level, and we are watching the Sharks have success because of this. You got to give credit to Chicago, though, because they did not back down. They score again, 13-18 into the second, to again cut the deficit to a one-goal game.
Blackhawks throw it in front, they tip it, and they score! Ryan Donato throws it in front of the net, and Ilya Mikheyev gets his stick down. Again, that happening right after the faceoff following that battle between Goodrow and Dickinson. And the Blackhawks make it a 3-2 game with Ilya Mikheyev getting credit for the goal. That'll be his 15th of the season.
And this is where the game really got interesting to me because the Sharks had a 2-0 lead. It's 2-1. They make it 3-1, then it's 3-2. And now we are entering this scenario we have seen so many times this year where they have had a goal entering the third period, home or away, and they've watched the game slip away from them. And that didn't happen in this game. You got great saves and great play from Alexander Georgiev. You had everyone on the team doubling down and playing that much better. And I think to watch the team collectively come together in this moment to get themselves a high-quality win, this is exactly what you wanted to see. It's exactly what I think we were all hoping to see. And now we get to see the San Jose Sharks rewarded with a very high-quality win out of this game when all was said and done, punctuated by Tyler Toffoli, his 25th of the year, and his fifth season in which he's had 25 or more goals in the NHL. Again, proving himself to be every bit the brilliant offseason pickup, continuing to fight for everything here in San Jose, and it made this win a no-doubter.
Nazar in the neutral zone, bodied off the play by Desharnais. Toffoli shoots. Score! From center ice, Tyler Toffoli finishes it off to make the score 4-2 San Jose, and the Sharks' winless streak will come to an end at SAP Center. They've got a 4-2 lead.
The Sharks' first home win since January 27th when they beat the Pens. This was a big victory for San Jose. It was a big night for Will Smith. It was a big night for Alexander Georgiev. It was a big night for Colin Graf, who I spoke with after the San Jose Sharks victory.
All right, we are here with Colin Graf after the Sharks 4-2 win over the Blackhawks here at SAP Center. Man, watching you game after game, it feels like you're just growing. You're becoming a better player. Does it feel that way to you when you're out there on the ice?
Yeah, I think it's a confidence thing for sure, and just trying to keep building off what I've learned in this year, and I think that the puck's starting to go in the net too, which is a nice thing.
Yeah, you're racking up points, whether it is with goals, whether it is with assists. Does it feel like the game is slowing down? Like, I can imagine compared to where you were about this time a year ago when you came in, a little bit later, but, yeah. You know, you had a couple of games, but obviously this year you started off with the Barracuda playing some very good games, got your first time up with the Sharks, and then now you're in this extended run that's been, you know, going very well for you. Does it just feel like a different game than it did a year ago?
Yeah, for sure. I think as you said, just the being more comfortable, like making that jump from college, and you know, at the end of the year, you don't really know what to expect. You're just trying to jump in and just trying to play your best. But I think that having, you know, not a full year yet, but that training camp and then that time in the AHL really helped me for sure. And I think I'm just getting more comfortable out there. So I would say, yeah, it's slowing down a bit.
You guys had great jump right from the start of this game today. Did you feel that right from the drop? Was that something you guys were focused on, or was that just the energy that was there immediately?
Yeah, I think for me personally, I'm trying to always have a really good first shift. I think that always sets the tone for the game. So if you get a couple puck touches or make a nice play, I think that, as I said, the confidence just builds from there. So it's important for me personally to get a good first shift.
You're getting some goals by way of being net front and deep in the slot. Is that becoming something that you're more used to using your body and kind of forcing your way in there?
Yeah, I think it's that along with just, you know, going to the net and playing with skilled players who put the puck to the net. And yeah, I'm there and I can whack it in and everyone's happy.
What'd you think of Will Smith's first goal, that snipe?
Yeah, that was sick. Yeah, that was a rip. I That was from deep, too.
Yeah. That was like in the moment you're aware of it, you're like, ooh, that was a nice goal. Take me through your second goal.
Power play, just in the bumper, you know. Sort of saw Smitty getting ready to shoot it. So, as I said, go to the net. And then the other thing is just keeping your stick on the ice and having to go with my stick in it. So, yeah. Not really much to it besides keep my stick on the ice.
Right. Did you start thinking at all about getting a third? Does that enter your mind, or are you just trying to focus on doing your assignments? And if it happens, it happens.
Yeah. I mean, it has to enter your mind, right? Like any hockey player. But I'm happy we got the win. I had a chance there at the end on that little partial break, but made a good play, so, you know, happy we got the win.
Yeah, but I mean, that's the thing is, regardless of whether or not you had zero goals or two at that point, that was still like a nice play. Like, you're making something happen, you're going in there, you're fighting. I think that's, you know, that's what the coach wants to see from you guys. And I know that Ryan talked about that, wanting to see all you guys kind of prove yourself towards the end of the season here, because obviously he's thinking about next year, he's thinking about later. So is that, when he puts that challenge out there, is that something that you're thinking about going into every game to show that you want to be part of the future?
Yeah, for sure. I think he met with all the guys maybe 2 weeks ago, maybe after the break, and he's talking about different things to different guys. But yeah, I think the goal for me is to try to prove I belong.
Nice, man. Well, keep it up, and you will be for sure. So thank you very much. Congrats on a great game and a win, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you.
Fun to talk to Graf after that big night for him. His first ever two-goal game in the NHL, his first ever power play goal, and again, just more continued success for him. After that, I spoke with Alex Wennberg, who has taken on a bigger role in leadership since the trade deadline. Always great talking to Wennberg.
All right, we are here with Alex Wennberg after the Sharks win over the Blackhawks here at SAP Center. Just take us through the start of this game, because it felt like there was an incredible amount of jump in your guys' legs right from the get-go. Was that just the way it happened, or did you guys have that as a point of focus that you really wanted to be buzzing from the start?
No, I mean, the mindset of the team is to have a really good first period. We've been talking about the last few games, and I feel like that's a big key of the game, to kind of like start coming out in the first period. You kind of get them on their heels a little bit, get momentum. So a great job by us, and obviously you can see, like, even the situation where everyone's going in and we really want to win these games, and it doesn't matter where we're understanding or not, like, we really want to win. So just overall, just great team effort and great like chemistry from all of us to kind of find a way to do it.
Yeah, the team kept on playing better and better throughout the game. It seemed like you tightened up in your coverages. It just seemed like, even though they did get a couple of goals, that you guys were in control of the game, at least from my perspective. Did it feel that way from your perspective?
Yeah, I agree, and obviously it's a game of momentum too. They could create some chances, it's going to happen too. But I mean, if we can find a way to kind of like not give them the great ace, I feel like we gave up a few, but that's why you have a great goaltender as well, to kind of like bail you out on those ones. So, you know, like you said, it felt like we were in control of this game, and obviously just to find a way to win this game. There've been a few of them where we had the lead and like obviously get scored on to right now. You just have Tove to score that goal. You can see like it's a great feeling for the team, and everyone's kind of like, that's how we're going to do it. So
yeah, what was your view of Will Smith's goal?
Let's see, which one was that?
That was the first one.
Yeah. I was always on the bench. A great play by Ekki from the beginning. Get kind of like take a hit to make a play, and then after that, you can see Mac and Will when they come up. They have so much skill, and not only that, the chemistry with each other. You can see they're looking for him. But I mean, overall, it's just a great play, hell of a shot, and that's why you kind of like see the skill just coming out when they're in the offensive zone.
I was asking Graf. I said when you saw that shot, I was like, at the moment, did you know that was a good one? He was like, Oh yeah.
No, but I mean, that's why. I mean, like, you kind of forget how young these guys are, because the play they make and like even like those shots. Like, it's just kind of like every now and then you're like, wow, this is incredible. But it's really fun to have them on your team. You see them develop and get better and better as well.
That's the fun thing. I mean, Colin Graf has a big two-goal game tonight. Just your view of watching him join the team a little bit earlier this year versus where he is now in his play.
Yeah, I mean, and I said this before too, like the way he's playing the game is not only offensive play. He's playing PK. He's doing a lot of great plays defensively. So for him to come in, make that, and I mean, obviously coming in later in the season, he adjusted and he just earned his ice time. And I feel like he's doing a great job. And for me to play with him, even in the goal he scored that I played to him, he's making a great play, popping up, making himself available, and small things like that. That's just not something you can teach. It's something that you have in. So it's just impressive to see him finally like getting that rhythm and just making plays that are like making a difference as well. So
you've got 3 points in your last four games, and this also comes at the same time when you've taken on a greater leadership role with the team. Did you feel that? Like, did you think like, hey, I've got to step up even more so now that we're on the other side of the deadline, and now that more is resting on your shoulders?
Yeah, I mean, I try not to change, but obviously I feel like with a little bit more ice time, a little bit more responsibility, you kind of grow yourself. And I mean, obviously getting a few points as well kind of helped the confidence, but I mean, I'm trying to be the same guy. Not much has changed, but for me, with the guys I'm playing right now, with the plays we're making, obviously it's a lot of fun as well. And at this point as well, like I'm working hard and playing hard, but I'm having a lot of fun as well. So I think that's a big key also why the success has maybe come a little bit more as well.
And then how do you guys keep this rolling into Saturday?
No, I mean, nothing really changed. Obviously, like win or lose, we kind of try to stay at the same level, but it's a new game, new team we're playing against. So don't really change anyone. Go out first periods, make a statement, and then just keep fighting.
Alex, thank you so much for your time, man. We'll talk soon.
Thank you.
Great stuff from Wenny. And then I spoke with the newest San Jose Shark, who is already a San Jose Shark in years past, Noah Gregor.
And so how is it being back in the Bay Area?
It's great. You know, I loved my time in San Jose for the 4 years. I was drafted here, you know, played my first game here, scored my first goal. So it definitely has a soft spot in my heart. And I'm always was keeping track of how the Sharks were doing when I was in Toronto and Ottawa this year. So I'm very happy to be back, and it's nice to get a win on the first game.
Tell me about those experiences of playing in Canada, because obviously, especially in Toronto, I imagine the media coverage was way different. It's a lot more in your face. Was that kind of like a jarring moment for you, just to see how different it was compared to what it had been like here in San Jose?
Yeah, it was definitely a lot different. Just kind of being the hockey mecca of the NHL, really. But in that sense, it was a lot of fun. But, you know, there's pros and cons to everything, and pros and cons of playing there and in San Jose. But I'm very happy to be back.
No, man, it's cool. It's fun just to see the narrative of these things go down. So when you find out you're traded, what was the first thing you did? Did you text Mario? Did you text some of the guys here? Or were they hitting you up first?
Yeah, I FaceTimed Mario right away, and he didn't believe it at first. We were actually talking the other day that he's trying to get me to re-sign here in the summer because my contract was up, so it just so happened that I ended up getting dealt here, so he was one of the first, and then I got a few texts from guys that are still around. Mm-hmm. Got to talk with Mike Yaldridge a little bit, too. He called me, so some great guys around here that I was happy to come back and see.
So you're obviously still one of the fastest guys on the ice in any game that you're going to play. What is different or what is new about your game compared to when you were here before? Because obviously you've got that much more experience in the NHL.
I think it's just consistency. I think I've found a way that I'm comfortable playing, and for the most part what you're getting out of me, and I think the players and the staff know what they're getting in my game. That's speed, that's physicality, being hard, and those are some areas that I feel like I've gotten better at, so I'm just trying to bring that to the game.
Tonight seemed like the team had a lot of jump right from the start. Obviously, you've been here before, but it's not the same group. So is it hard to match that energy? I mean, I know speed's not a problem for you, but you could tell probably that some of these guys, they've been playing together. They've got the reps that you don't have at the moment, even if you've played with some of these guys before.
Yeah, it was, I actually felt not bad out there, being a week and a bit, I think, since my last game. So I think it's more just getting the systems down and being comfortable in that sense. So that'll slowly come here as, I continue to play. So I don't think the speed was, too much of an issue there. It's just more so getting used to the systems and what the staff wants here.
But at the end of the day, it's still hockey, right? Like, you can go out there, you can play your game, and obviously tactics will come with time. But it was pretty much like, it looked like I was watching, I was like, okay, he's got his assignment, he's doing what he's asked to do, even if you don't know the entirety of the system yet.
Yeah, and a lot of it just comes down to skating and working hard. If you're doing those things, the rest should take care of itself. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there's some small details in the game that I'm going to have to work with Warzy and the assistant coaches, and I'm sure they'll show me some stuff tomorrow on video and just get those details down.
How is it watching some of the young kids here now? Obviously, you got to see a little bit of Ecky before, but now there's more and more young guys around. Is it fun to get to know them and play with them?
Yeah, it's awesome. Playing them this year, they're a highly skilled team. They're able to score a lot. It's been a lot of fun to watch them, especially Ecky just growing up and becoming the player he is. So it's been good here, seeing them in practice and how much fun they're having. This is a really fun group so far, so it's been really good.
How does the team keep this rolling into Saturday's game?
I think just a lot more of the same you saw tonight. I thought we were playing fast, we were playing with pace, we were checking, and I thought we locked it down fairly well in the third, and we showed some maturity there in the third to get the job done.
Oh, here's the other one I wanted to ask you. Did you try and get your number back from Toph?
No, I think he's got some... He's got some experience on me, so
fair enough.
I didn't even ask about anything. I don't think
am I the first person to broach it?
Yeah. I mean, Vinny as well. He was 73, I think. So we both got had to pick new numbers.
Good stuff. All right, Noah, man. Good to have you back. And now I can bug you again for interviews. We'll talk soon.
Perfect. Thank you.
All smiles after the San Jose Sharks 4-2 win over the Blackhawks. A big thanks to Noah Gregor, Alex Wenberg, and Colin Graf for speaking with me after the game. And now we look forward to Saturday when the San Jose Sharks take on the Caps and Alex Ovechkin. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey signing off.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yen.
Blackhawks have a 2-on-2. Down the left side, McKay. Lead pass, Ryan Donato moving in. Backhand shot, big club save by Georgiev. A big stop to keep this game 1-0 San Jose.